The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, gave a keynote speech yesterday at a symposium at Rome's Gregorian University, focusing on the legacy of Cardinal Johannes Willebrands, one of the pioneers of ecumenism within the Catholic Church. Also addressing the one-day conference was the president of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper. Philippa Hitchin was there and has the details.
Is the ecumenical glass half full, as Cardinal Willebrands might have seen it, or half empty, as so many might be tempted to believe in the wake of recent tensions between Anglicans and Catholics? Speaking in the Gregorian Aula Magna, filled with ecumenical specialists from both churches, Dr. Williams highlighted the huge number of theological agreements that have been achieved since the Second Vatican Council on the nature of God, as well as on the nature of the Church, its mission and its ministry. These agreements have been brought together in a recently published document by the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity entitled Harvesting the Fruits. Quoting extensively from that document, Dr. Williams went on to question whether the other issues which still divide Anglicans and Catholics, issues of authority, primacy and ordained ministry, actually have the same weight or could be seen in a different light.
Are they theological questions in the same sense as the bigger issues on which there is already clear agreement? And if they are, how exactly is it that they make a difference to our basic understanding of salvation and communion? But if they are not, why do they still stand in the way of fuller visible unity?
Tackling head-on what he called the elephant in the room, the recent apostolic constitution for groups of former Anglicans seeking reunification with Rome, Dr. Williams called it an imaginative pastoral response to the needs of such groups, but one that opens up other questions about the recognition of other differences that do not compromise the unity of the Catholic Church.
For many of us who are not Roman Catholics, the question we want to put in a grateful and fraternal spirit, is whether this unfinished business is quite as fundamentally church-dividing as our Roman Catholic friends generally assume and maintain. And if it isn't, can we all allow ourselves to be challenged to address the outstanding issues with the same methodological assumptions and the same overall spiritual and sacramental vision that has brought us thus far?
Responding to the Archbishop of Canterbury's address, Cardinal Walter Kasper acknowledged that the announcement of the new apostolic constitution could have been handled with what he called greater transparency, but he also reacted positively to the suggestions contained in Dr. Williams' address.
I would say we have to distinguish between differences which are contradictory and differences which are complementary. Complementary difference can exist in the Church because faith is God is a mystery and there is no system to express what God is saying, but there can be complementary positions, but not contradictory. And so we have to discuss whether there are still contradictory problems or not. And this is the aim also of the symposium we will have in February next year.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.